And as we begin the process building up to Pesach, to realize the process is part of the process. The process is part of waking up and getting ourselves ready. And as we begin now the process of we're cleaning for Pesach and we're going after all of that bread, but we know that that bread represents the Yetzer Hara, that force in our life that drags us away from the person we want to be and from the Hashem that we want to be with. And that when you go and you clean, instead of sitting there saying, "Oy vey, what a pain, I wish we didn't have to do that," you say, "No, I'm bringing in the redemption right now. This is already the beginning of my lifeline." When you go after that Cheerio with your vacuum cleaner, sing to yourself, "We're getting rid of all the chains. We're getting rid of all the forces of the world that want to hold us back. And I have no idea why Cheerios or bread represents that, but I don't need to." Hashem said it does. And he said, when you clean it, you're going to bring holiness into your life and your home. You're going to bring purity into your soul. You're going to stir yourself awake and you're going to begin to file down the prison bars. So then you turn on the music, my friends, and you begin to clean and you begin to cook and you begin to celebrate because redemption is coming. You begin to believe with faith and you stir your soul awake with this joy that redemption is coming, that Pesach is coming, that freedom is coming, that dreams come true and they will come true, and Mashiach is coming into your life, and Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and he's going to show up and he's going to drink a lechayim with you. He's going to drink that cup that you put out for him. He's going to drink a toast to freedom, to redemption that we're going to taste on that night, and it begins now. Now as we prepare, now as we wake ourselves up, now as we begin to dream and taste and touch everything we can become. That's how we get ready. That's how we put ourselves in the right place. Like the Toldos said, first they had to wake up in Egypt. And when they woke up in Egypt, then they were able to go out of Egypt. This is now the time to wake up in Egypt, to wake up in the prison and to begin to dream again.